What is happening, crew? Happy Wednesday to everybody. Welcome to The Next Generation. No, in case you're wondering, this is not the Star Trek show. This is the youth topic, youth shooting sports, all that good stuff. I'm broadcasting live here on the YouTubes. We're also simulcast over on gunchannels.com. As I always like to say, that's where the cool kids hang out. So let me toss that link over on the YouTube chat to everybody out there, just in case they want to check that out. Maybe hang over there with I don't know, a lot of the creators that are out there that do firearm related content. A lot of knowledge to be found. Just some really cool stuff in general. So definitely go check that out. Speaking of the cool kids, Clay and the Pants are hanging out, looks like, right now over on that side. And remember, if you're on the Gun Channel side, utilize that chat if you can in the bottom right-hand corner. That's the most efficient way, I guess, to utilize the chat over there. Speaking of other channels, platforms, things like that, when this goes into replay along with a lot of the other content, you can find that over on gunstreamer.com. So we're going to drop the link on you there for Gunstreamer as well. Go check that out. Rookie numbers over there. Rookie numbers. We need more folks over on Gunstreamer. Really cool platform over there. And then finally, something that I want to mention is this month, in case you do not know, is the National Shooting Sports Month. So the NSSF has put together little Let's Go Shooting campaign. There's a sweepstakes involved with that. A lot of cool stuff. I'll drop the link for that as well. That's letsgoshooting.org. But again, that's part of the NSSF. And also, get that over on the Gun Channel side. There we go. And also, while you're out there, while you're on the range and doing your thing, maybe if you take somebody new to the range, whatever, and you get those pictures, you post them to social media, be it Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever. You know, help kind of spread the word by using that hashtag, Let's Go Shooting. So, really cool cool effort they're putting in over there. And let's help them out if we can. Let's grow that community a little bit. Got a little bit of help in here, as usual, thank goodness, to kind of moderate the chats and get some of the questions in. By the way, speaking of those questions, if you don't say something out there in the chats, then we don't know that you're here. As a matter of fact, Night Strike said something there. He's like, don't forget the gun tube as well. So, yeah, let me throw that that link out there. So, yeah, if you're out there, if you have questions for our guest or, you know, just have a comment, whatever, just want to say hi, maybe. Make sure that you comment out there. The best way is going to be probably to tag somebody. If you don't know how to do that, it's the at symbol and then their username. That'll tag them. That'll highlight it so that we're able to see you out there. Speaking of that YouTube side and the chat, looks like 817 was first in the house. Dropped $1.99 super chat. I've never seen a pre-show super chat, so that's pretty cool. That's definitely a first for me. Thank you, 817, appreciate it. The Mohawk Boy, Midnight Range TM in the house out there, as well as Guns and Glory, JBP, John Brown Productions out there with us. Moobutt joining in as well. I don't know, he got a little racy. The mods may have to watch him. He says, evening, y'all. He's gonna listen from the shower for a bit, so I don't know. I don't know what kind of newfangled phone he's using, but mine I don't think would work too well in the shower. So good luck with that, Moo. User, unknown user out there as well. The Tactical Reaper, Grim in the house. Gunpowder Beauties out there. Robin Nelson is with us, I see. The Tactical Pickle, Calaveras with us. We got Grandpa Stanley in the house. Ryan Flyers is out there with us.
And Nelson.
He says he ain't late to the party. No, you're not late to the party. You're right on time. Atypical Jake's out there. Scott Nightstrike is in the house as well. Einstein, that's General Relativity, jumping in with us. David Bowen's out there. William Trader is in the house as well. Jeff Williams. Vanessa Kitty is out there. The 1%. The 1%, as in W-O-N or O-N-E. It'd be the O-N-E. The 1%. Rich White. Rob D. Looks like hanging out there as well. So hopefully I didn't miss anybody, and I'll try to catch the rest of you as you come in. So welcome, welcome. Yeah, got Ghost here to kind of help me moderate and keep the flow of the show, so to speak, going. How are you, Ghost?
I'm well. How are you doing? Hello, Alora. Happy August, everybody, and hashtag let's go shooting.
Absolutely. So let's jump in. If you're familiar with these Shooter Spotlight shows, then it's not going to be anything new except for different kiddo, different stories. I think the same fun shows that they've been for the last few weeks. Really a pleasure to get to talk with these kiddos. But we've got here. How are you, Miss Laura?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am well. I guess the first question that we probably need to lead with, and we haven't really been doing this, and ultimately somebody in the chat always asks, so how old are you?
I'm 13.
Okay, awesome. And how long have you been shooting?
A year and a half.
Okay. And is that all competition, or how did you get kind of started in all of that?
Well, my stepdad showed me my first gun and how, how to shoot and everything. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with it. I really did.
Awesome. You remember what gun it was?
A 22 rifle, iron sights.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Fell in love with it. So were you just kind of shooting at the house, or did he take you to a range? Where did you,
it was really at our house. We live kind of in the middle of nowhere. So mm-hmm. during my shooting and everything, we've acquired steel, and this is where I usually practice.
Oh, okay. That's really convenient. I know that some of them out there, have to travel. Some travel up to like an hour, right, to go to the range, and that's horrible. I mean, when you can do it in your backyard, I'm sure you get probably a lot of practice in that way.
I do, yeah, every day.
Awesome. Now, as far as the competition goes, what different types of matches have you competed in?
I do USPSA, SASP, mm-hmm. and Steel Challenge.
Okay, awesome. And do you shoot with a club or?
Yes, I'm part of South Texas Shooters.
Okay, so you're over there with Issa and those kiddos. Awesome, very good. Now, what are some of the differences, I guess, between the three matches you mentioned?
Well, SASP is a scholastic sport, so it only goes during school time, and it's steel, of course. That's what I started with, and then I branched off to everything else. Mm-hmm. And then USPSA is run and gun, so that's where I'm running with guns, and it's paper targets, and some steel occasionally. And then Steel Challenge, it's more out there. It's almost everyone does it. Max Michelle does it, and all those people. And that was the last thing I started doing. So this is my most recent one that I started.
Okay, is the Steel Challenge, what you said? That's the most recent?
Yes, that's the most recent that I started with.
Okay. And that's a little faster shooting, isn't it? Yes. Am I wrong with that? Okay. So got to be really quick for that steel challenge. Hopefully I'd get to do my first steel challenge here in a little over a week. So
that would be fun. Yeah. So
yeah, I've always done the slow fire precision stuff. So it's going to be a completely different ball game for me. I've never even done the run and gun like you're talking about or that sort of thing. So yeah, totally different. Different deal. Now, as far as your parents, are they those type? Obviously, they're supportive. I mean, I'm sure that goes without saying, right?
Yes, very.
are they the kind of parents that, you know, let your coaches and your instructors and your trainers do their things and they're kind of hands off, or are they kind of right there behind your back a lot of the times, kind of like those little league parents sometimes can be?
Well, both of my parents are certified ROs.
Oh, okay.
And my dad is very into helping me learn, and he helps a lot also with the coaches. So he's also basically one of them. So he helps with practices, and every Thursday that I have practices for SESP.
Okay.
He definitely helps awesome. Every.
Now, do they shoot as well?
My dad does, but my mom doesn't do it as much as me and my dad. Me and my dad do Steel Challenge and USPSA together.
Okay. That's awesome. That's great family time, right?
Even, it is.
Even not all just the matches, but even with the practices and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely.
Ghost, you got anything you want to jump in?
Yeah, we've got a question out there. Rob asked, you know, does she have any sponsors, or does she work for AMMO, or is she fully supported, or, you know, any of those? Does she have any sponsors and all that? Basically, well, what Rob was asking.
Because it can get expensive.
Yes. I actually have two sponsors. I have RMR Bullets and I have Pink Time Targets.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And where are they? Do you know where they're located?
Pink Time is located in Houston, and RMR is Idaho.
Oh, okay. Okay, awesome. So shout out to those. I don't know. Ryan's got a good question. He's asking, with your SASP, your USPSA, and your Steel Challenge, what divisions do you compete in?
Well, for SASP at Nationals this year, I shot three guns. I shot PCC 1911 9mm and rimfire pistol iron sights, which is 22 iron sights. Mm. And then for USPSA, I shoot either limited or production with my CZ P10. And then on Steel Challenge, I shoot limited or production with the same gun, and I also shoot my 22 pistol iron sights.
Okay, awesome. And that CZ, the CZ seems to be a popular one with a lot of the competitors out there. Well, it's a popular one, period. I'm sure there's a lot of them out there in the audience that are big CZ fans. How long have you had that particular pistol?
3 months, 3-4 months.
Okay, that's fairly new. And I guess you're liking it well, right?
Yes, I like it a lot because I have small hands, so it fits perfectly.
Right. Now the 1911 that you mentioned, that's another one that, you know, a lot of the folks out there go crazy over, is a good 1911. What 1911 do you use?
I use the Rock Island 1911.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. 45?
9?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Is that what most tend to shoot, is the 9mm?
Yes, I believe that you're only allowed to use 9mm.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay. Okay. It makes sense. Now,
I got a couple questions out here.
Yeah, go ahead. Run them through.
I'm sorry. David wants to know, what do you like shooting more, rifle or pistol?
I'm definitely a pistol girl. That's for sure.
I like it. And Rich White out there says she shoots with her dad. Do they have father and daughter team events that you guys can shoot in?
Yes, we do. We haven't been to one yet, but we mostly do USPSA together.
Awesome. There was one here that, now with the picture that your mom had sent that we did for the promotion, you've got a trophy there. Einstein out there, he's asking what was that trophy for?
On which shoot exactly?
I don't know. It was the picture your mom had sent.
on Nationals. Yes, I got actually 6 medals.
Wow.
And 3 trophies. My team got 3 trophies for the squads that I shot in. So I got HOA first for 1911 9mm intermediate events. I got 22 pistol iron sights, first HOA. And I also got second HOA with PCC. And then the three squads I shot in with those three guns all got first.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. So did you leave any awards for anybody else? That's what I'm wondering. It doesn't sound like between you and what Issa was talking about last week. Doesn't sound like you left much for anybody else there.
No, there were a lot of trophies out there for all the people who worked hard and the people who were close and who deserved all those things. All
right. Go ahead, Ghost. You said you had something out there?
Yeah, I heard that you said you shoot PCC. I shoot PCC occasionally as well. I was kind of trying to figure out what kind of rifle are you using for PCC.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Freedom Mordants.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as far as your rifles, what do you use on those? What are those?
Well, for one of the Rimfire challenges I went to, that's another competition I go to. Mm-hmm. It's more advanced steel than steel challenge. It's every time you go to a competition, the stages are completely different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the Rimfire challenge is you shoot optic or iron sights, but you have to shoot both guns in that division. So since I'm better with my pistol iron, I shot rifle iron on that, and I liked it. It's just I'm more of a pistol person than I am a rifle. Mm-hmm. But and
what rifle did you use with that?
Ruger.
Okay.
Ruger 10/22.
10/22, right? That's a popular. I think that's the most popular for those, probably.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Now, as far as when you started competing. Do you remember your first match?
Yes, it was one of my local ones.
Okay.
And
that probably helped a little bit with the nerves.
Yeah, it did. And it was a ton of new people that I didn't really talk to before, so I didn't really know anyone, and it was nerve-wracking. But I did place really high. I got fifth overall.
Wow.
On my first competition. So that's what told me I'm actually better than what I thought I was and that I liked it so much that I was doing it.
Yeah. And it definitely helps that you enjoy it because you have to put in the time for practice and stuff like that. I see a lot of kids that I think the parents, I think they like it okay. They're just not dedicated enough to spend the time practicing to actually be good enough to compete. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I understand that. It does take a lot of dedication and practicing.
I've got another one out here. Ryan was asking, he says he knew that you were at the SASP Nationals. Mm-hmm. And how did that trip go? As far as the trip and being prepared, nervous. I guess let's back up and let's say, was that your first trip to Nationals?
No, that was actually my second year.
Oh, okay. So probably not near as nervous as the first time.
No, because I already knew what it looked like and I knew the places. And we actually go in our RV to these places. So it was a 3-day drive. And we were staying in almost the exact same spot we were last year. Mm-hmm. With the RV. So I was very comfortable with what I did and I knew everyone. So I knew that I would be on the group with them. So it wasn't as scary as it was the first year.
Right. Now being able to take the RV, are you able to park pretty close to the facility can they have a campground close or something?
They on the same facility as the range.
Oh, okay.
So we're about 5 minutes away from it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's down the road.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that really helps with having to travel and then get up early to drive to the range. And
it does. And it also helps other people because this year we actually helped out some of the people who are flying by taking the guns. So I know you and Issa talked about that, and we actually took her gun. That's
okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that certainly helps. Yeah, very cool. Ghost, you got something?
Oh, let's see here. We got a couple users asking, in speed shooting, do you use muscle memory more than actually taking the time to aim specifically, or is it just using the sights?
It's a combination of both, depending on what you're shooting. For USPSA, you have to use your sights. It can't really be speed because you have to get the alphas and charlies. You want to steer clear of the mics and the deltas. And with some of the stages on Steel Challenge, there's one called Smoke and Hope, and that's more of muscle memory than it is looking at your sights. But almost every single other stage on that, you have to use your sights or else you get those misses and your time goes higher.
Right. Now, I shoot IDPA competitively, and we have women in young girls and boys that compete in normal classifications and normal divisions, but they also have separate ones as well. And in SASP and USPSA, are you shooting strictly against girls your own age, or are you shooting against all girls, or are you shooting against boys and girls, or how does that work?
I shoot against everyone. I go against everyone, and then usually in USPSA, I look at my class. So whoever's shooting production or whoever's C-class or for World in Alabama for Steel Challenge, that's how they ranked it. So they would do production, limited, and all those things. So that's how I looked for that stage. USPSA, I do everyone. And then in SASP, I also look at everyone overall.
Okay. And the last question we have, Clover, is from Sparky. So far, the last question. Sparky wants to know, when you shoot three gun, what kind of shotgun do you use?
A Mossberg.
Very nice.
Yeah, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. My favorite shotgun brand, for sure.
Yeah, it's a good shot.
Most definitely.
The one I grew up on and still my favorite.
My favorite's probably Benelli. I just can't afford it.
Well, I mean, when I get out and want to play around on a shotgun field because I'm not nearly good enough for shotgun games, I enjoy it. I'm just not good at it. For something like that, I would certainly like a Benelli or a Beretta or, something like that, right?
Right.
But, I have a Mossberg budget, unfortunately.
I'll take my 590 any day of the week.
Right. Yeah. So we got a question from, I don't remember who it was out there now, so forgive me, but you'll remember because this is your question, says if you, what would you suggest if you were like in charge of getting more girls into shooting sports? What are some thoughts that you have on how we could better do that?
I think most girls, some are in the stereotype of scared of guns, and some girls are thinking that it's in the category for only male. And it is a male-dominated sport, but if you look at some of the scores in some of the huge matches, you see girls beating a ton of guys, and some girls, if you show them, they would be shocked, and some would think of it as girl power and be influenced in order to start shooting themselves if they like it.
Yeah. And do you see, so you see a lot more when you're out and you go to these matches, you see, I mean, you obviously see a lot more guys, a lot more boys.
Yes.
Okay. But I mean, I've always found too that, I don't know what it is. I think that girls, and I mean, you shoot when you practice some with the club and whatnot. I mean, there's boys in the club that you shoot with too, correct?
Yes. We are, our team actually has 40 people on it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're a very big group. And we have a good amount of girls. We have about 10 girls. And they're very good. I mean, we have really good girl shooters on our team. And it's funny because usually at our practices, some of the girls will try to compete against the guys in their time and see. And it's funny to see the different age differences and see who wants to go against who and who will beat who.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Do you ever notice, you know, because I know one thing that I've noticed, it seems like the boys want to talk a bigger game than they actually shoot a lot of times. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the girls kind of quietly go in and they just do their thing and they execute it perfectly. The boys have to talk a lot of smack a lot of times.
Well, it depends which girls and which guys you're talking to. I know I have a couple of girls on my team where they scare the guys and how they talk against whenever they're going against them.
So y'all actually provoke it a little bit. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, sometimes we do.
Right. Let's see what out here. They're talking about the shockwave and a bunch of other things out there. Now, outside of the stuff you compete in, do you hunt any or anything like that?
I haven't gone hunting yet, but we are making plans to go on my first hunt soon.
Okay, awesome. Have you done any shooting? I don't want to say competition, but have you done any shooting like shotgun games or silhouette rifle or pistol or anything outside that you've kind of maybe played around with outside of what you actually compete in?
No, not really. One of my closest friends wants me to get started in shotgun shooting. He thinks I could do very well in it, mm-hmm. since I have the shotgun and I do the devotion and
right.
the practice for it. So I'm thinking about starting that, but we have so much stuff right now that we're trying to just.
I understand. It's kind of hard to add something, you know, to the plate.
Yeah.
At some point. Now that begs the question too. As far as school goes and kind of weighing, I know it's summertime now. Mm-hmm. Are you homeschooled? Do you go to private school, public school?
This year I actually am becoming homeschooled.
Oh, okay. Okay. How do you like that?
I'm excited for it. I just can't. I actually just got out of a public school
mm-hmm.
last year.
Right.
And just my first year of homeschooling this year. So I'm excited to do it. I came out of the other school with all A's. So
right.
I'm in the AP honors class. Wow.
Awesome. Congratulations yeah. on that.
Thank you.
I don't know. It's a common trend. And it's really amazing because, you know, you see the young people out there and it's shooting sports is different because and I won't name names and I'm trying not to generalize and stereotype, but you see basketball players, volleyball players, you see, you know, whatever it might be, boys or girls, you know, mm-hmm. I've seen it on either side of things as far as school related sports. Right.
Yeah.
And they have to go into remedial classes and get tutoring and all this stuff to be able to pass, to be able to play those sports. And
yeah.
it seems like that with shooting sports, and I don't understand the dynamic there, but it seems like all of the kiddos like you that do the shooting sports have no problems being on the straight A honor rolls. it amazes me. And I don't know. And maybe you have an idea, but I've never been able to nail down exactly why.
It could be the maturity level you need to be in shooting. I mean, you can't go playing
That's
around
true.
With a gun in your hands, of
That's
course.
That's true. There so, is a very high responsibility level to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so that might be one of the reasons some people have a higher score
right.
in certain departments.
Now, since we jumped down that road, have you done any sports, organized sports like that in the past?
No, I actually have a disability that
Oh, okay.
from those
okay
yeah
awesome
yeah
and that's another thing I'm glad you brought that up because that's one thing I mean out there on the range you're pretty much equal
yeah
at that point you don't have to be the biggest and the fastest and the strongest and the most agile and can you know jump the highest and all that good kind of stuff I guess for some matches, you might need to be that way.
Yeah. Definitely in USPSA and that stuff. Since I do have a leg disability, it does limit me on those. So I do tend to go as fast as I can, but also get better hits than I can than everyone else.
Right.
And not worry as much as the time, but on the hits, because that does affect the time.
Right. Ghost, do you see anything out there?
No, they're just kind of talking about, basically the comments are, it's great to see young kids out there. People are saying that they've noticed that most kids that are involved with shooting seem to be honor roll kids, which I think that we've found in the last month to be relatively true.
Yeah, definitely. Highly motivated, I would think, at everything.
No doubt. And it looks like Rob Ben out there says South Texas shooters are listening and here supporting one of our own. Pew pew.
Awesome. And I need to get the I'm gonna go right now and grab their Facebook page link right quick.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, Georgia Trucker just did send in a question for Laura. He said that what's your favorite gun and caliber to shoot just for recreation when you're not competing?
My 22 pistol. It's a Ruger. And it's my favorite. She's Cerakoted Tiffany Blue, so her name is actually Tiffany.
Nice. So, you're one of those. You're one of those Tiffany Blue girls, man. Lord help us with the Tiffany Blue. I'm gonna tell you. That's okay though. That's okay. No pink.
No, I cannot stand the color pink.
Really? Okay. My youngest one was that way too. She was a purple girl. She did the purple, but the pink, nope, couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And the Tiffany Blue thing, I think, is fairly new. Girls kind of had the pink, purple, red, you know, thing. And as time went on, Tiffany Blue has become the new red or something. I guess maybe I don't know how that's worked. But yeah, I just dropped the link out there, by the way, guys, for that South Texas shooters. So get over there, check that out. Show them a little love and support. Since we're at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go through a couple of things here real quick. We'll take a little bit of break. Keep sending the questions in. This is awesome. And if we don't get too many, well, then we'll come up with other things to talk about, I'm sure. But I want to mention the weekly giveaway. I want to say that this podcast is sponsored, at least in part, by GearWebsites.com. GWebs is partially helping out with some things on that, so we certainly appreciate that. And I'll drop the link here, of course, for Gear Websites. And then also want to mention that we've kind of started up something new since we've got a lot of interest in these particular shows. We've started doing a weekly giveaway. So I'll explain how that works. And the way that works is, once we're done with the live stream here, then it takes usually about an hour for everything to go into replay. And it'll be in replay here on YouTube as well as over on gunstreamer.com. So let me drop that link again, because I know you'll need it. And what we'll do is we'll throw a question out there. Now, this is not a gotcha question. It's not a hard question to answer. It'll just be something along the lines of your favorite color or your favorite car or your favorite gun or something like that. And if you participate in that, you'll get one entry for participating in that little question and answer over on the YouTube side, as well as one entry if you decide to go over to Gunstreamer and participate. So you've got a chance at two entries in that. And then at about this time tomorrow, we only run it, keep it open for about 24 hours, we will draw a winner, and you will get a little prize. Could be a sticker pack, could be a patch, who knows. All kinds of good stuff there that we can give away. So did we get any questions? I know that user out there, he's kind of picking on me. He says, another Ruger user. Take that, Browning. So, by the way, I will have, I will be using a Browning when I start Steel Challenge. And look for the video coming on that. I've got to do some a little bit of conversion to my bullseye rig for that, but plan on getting that done.
Sparky has a question, and I'm gonna probably read into this a little bit, so I'm gonna rephrase it to what I think he means. He asked, where does she think she's going to be in 5 years? So that puts her at 18. So I want to ask a question, and maybe this is what Sparky's looking for. Do you have any aspirations or dreams of shooting in college or professionally down the road?
Yes, I do really hope to get a sponsorship for that and become on a shooting team for the college I will go to. I don't know for sure which college I hadn't that I want to go to yet, but I really do hope that I will be noticed by them and get that sponsorship.
Now for, you know, speaking of the, you know, of the whole going pro thing, I see we did have a question out there earlier, that was asking, is there someone as far as a shooter, that you look up to like a hero?
I think Mackenzie Bragg is a very good shooter, and I really love how she shoots, and she's very calm with how she shoots, and she doesn't freak out, and she's very good and at a young age.
Right. Laggy out there is asking, he's asking a general question about competition. So I don't know if you can necessarily answer this or not. Short answer I would give would be yes, but he's asking, are there competitions out there that don't require shotgun? So which ones do you do that do not require the shotgun? It's just the SASP, right?
That requires the shotgun? SASP, Steel Challenge, and USPSA.
Okay. So none of them require shotgun, or they all?
None of them are allowed to shoot shotgun.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Now getting back onto the, because Rob kind of beat me to it with the question, but are you thinking about at this point what you would like to go to college for, what you would like to do as far as a career?
A doctor.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Scholarships or, you know, massive student loans from mom and dad. Mom and dad's falling over in their chair right now going, oh, good Lord. A doctor. Specializing in anything or just, you know, general, I'm sick, I'm going to go see the doctor type stuff?
I don't really know for sure, but I do really like surgeons, and I think that it's really neat how they can actually help the person internally, not
right.
Really change of mindset. Well, some case it's with the brain, but yeah, I think surgeons are very smart, and they actually have to have the calm, and they have to be prepared in any situation and always have it in the top of their brain and know what they have to do.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Now, user out there, he's kind of got a question about being able to see. Was it user that had that question? Let me make sure I'm not.
Yeah, about where they can go, maybe watch.
Yeah, where they can go, maybe watch the stuff. He's like, he says he would like to watch some of the, you know, run some of the stages and do some of the stuff. Does most of that get posted over on the South Texas Shooters?
We don't really post the actual videos of it. We usually just put what we got and what we shot at and how we competed and who won something for what gun.
Like the results and stuff like that. Okay.
I know there are a lot of shooters on my team that do have their own pages on Facebook, like me, and we post usually the videos, some of the videos that we shot. So I posted around 4 videos of myself at Nationals.
Okay, I got you. And is that a public page, or is that like just your private account?
No, it's public for everyone.
Oh. Okay. That's interesting. So we may need to try to run that one down. Insert. Going through here, see what else we've got. Yeah, I don't see anything now. So let's as far as, you know, one thing that we like to hit on when we're talking to you kiddos like this is about just being a kid a lot of times. So, you know, outside of the shooting sports things, what interests you? You've got hobbies, whether it's, you know, going to the movies or video games or sewing or cooking or anything that interests you?
I really focus on shooting, and shooting is really the only hobby.
All you do? Okay, that's fine.
I usually read mostly, and
oh wow, okay, yeah. that's new. You don't hear many kids nowadays say I read. That doesn't normally happen. What do you like? What types of things do you like to read?
I usually read fictional, but I will read historical ones too, just to catch up on certain things, or if it's for school. And I did get the highest word count reading in my whole school. So,
wow. So when you say you like to read, you really, really, really like to read.
Yeah. Since shooting, I have stopped reading a little bit, mm-hmm. and I don't read as much now, but I do still do it every so often.
Well, probably something like a 2-day trip in an RV would give you a little bit of time to read, right?
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. We were actually one time we went on the RV and I took one of my biggest books I had. It was around a 800 page book and I just read it in the one day that we were in there. So I had 2 days and I didn't bring any other books because I thought it would take me that long. And so right. I had nothing else to do with those 2 days.
Now, P&W over on the Gun Channel side is a teacher apparently. And P&W is asking, coming from a teacher, what was the last book you read?
Right now, I'm reading The Giver.
Okay. I've never read that. I know people who have, I think. Isn't that a series? Isn't that part of a series?
No, this is just a one-part book for my school. It's my reading, summer reading, actually.
Okay. I may be thinking of something else. I read too, but typically it's either historical or it's zombies. If it's not, it's like I go from one extreme to the next. That's what my bookshelf looks like. It's
either I'm a history nerd, so I like watching History Channel and military History Channel stuff.
Right. Right. Now, as far as JJ out there hits on something, he says, as far as school, what's your favorite subject?
Favorite subject is definitely science.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense, especially if you want to be a doctor. I would hope that would be one of them.
Yeah, last year, out of all the tests we took, I only got one that wasn't 100. And it was a 93, so.
Okay. We can. We don't got to make people feel bad by bragging like that. Now, come on. P&W's got another one over here dealing. So how is says is there any skills that you use in shooting that you think set you up better in life, such as work ethic?
Any what?
Any skills.
Oh, any skills. You definitely have to be calm in situations. Because if you lose your head over one thing, your whole day of shooting is not going to be good. You have to figure out how to work with certain problems that happen. So, say, I mean, in case of shooting, if a gun went down, you would have to figure out how to fix that and be prepared for that. And you just have to figure out how to talk to people in order for... if something happens, or if you're just, you know, wanting to get more out there and learn more stuff, because you can be friends with some really big pros just on the way you talk and your maturity level.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure. Now that brings up another subject, and I can't remember now who it is. Ghost might remember, but I want to say that was Mia. Wasn't it Mia that said we talked about her worst match, and she had said that something about her sight fell off or something, and she had to shoot.
Yeah, I think it was Mia.
Sight.
I do.
So what's your worst nightmare that you've had in a competition, something like that?
Well,
or have you had anything?
Maybe
you
haven't. Oh, trust me, I have multiple. But at World in Alabama for Steel Challenge, my extractor broke in the gun.
Ouch.
With 22 pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to switch bolts completely. And then once I got back from that match, I actually figured out that once the extractor broke, it messed up pretty much a good amount of the gun. So we had to fix almost everything.
Wow. Now, how does that work when you're in a match and you have something like that happen? The only time I've ever had that happen, and I'll throw this out there, an example, and then you can kind of tell me how that process works. We were in an archery match one time, and my youngest daughter, her arrow rest broke. And so we got it fixed literally in 5 minutes, but there's a two minute time limit there. So she was able to shoot makeup on that. How does it work when that happened to you? How did that work as far as getting that replaced? Were you just out that time, or?
Well, what happens is if you have a backup gun, you can request one if that isn't working. So with steel, you get 5 strings. So I was on my second string whenever I figured out that my gun isn't going to work anymore. So I requested to the ROs if I could switch a gun. So they said, all right. And they just kept those 2 times in. And they switched me with the shooter. So they moved me down and then let other people go. So during that time, someone actually had to come and talk to me, and they had to see the gun and put in the word that it is the same gun and it is the same parts. It is the same
class or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Same class. So that's basically the process that I had to go through at World. So if it's a smaller match, they'll just tell you to, okay, you can go fix it, and we'll let you redo it.
Right. And
that's what, actually this Friday I have a usual USPSA match, and I went and I shot 2 rounds and I realized that my front sight was gone.
Okay.
So I figured out that my front sight actually fell off the gun back over in it's indoor range. So I figured out it was in the back of the room. So we had to go and put that back on, screw it back on, and then I shot the whole match.
That's got to be horrible to, you know, pull up to your line of sight and there's no sight there to, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not the best feeling.
All right. Now, Ryan out there is asking, so he's asking, what are your aspirations in shooting sports? I think you kind of hit on that earlier. You said you weren't opposed to doing the whole pro thing and all of that. Liz said, he asked another question here that I think is kind of interesting. He says, do you want to be some type of an ambassador for the sport, or become extremely skilled? So that's interesting. If you do go into, you know, go into this full force and then you end up going pro and doing very well and all that stuff, it seems like you're fairly comfortable with conversations and talking about anything. Do you think you're prepared to take on that role as being an ambassador for an entire sport like that?
I would feel very honored, and I would try my best in order to speak my mind about it and how it helps other people and how people should join it. And it's definitely something that I wouldn't mind doing.
Right. Ghost, you got anything out there?
Yeah, I want to see, let me go back up and see who it was. I want to say it was Sparky, but don't quote me on that. but I want to say it was Sparky, basically asking what your dream guns are. If you had a choice of any guns, what would the dream guns be?
I really like the 444 Magnum. That I actually have a gunsmith that helps me a lot with a lot of my gun problems. And he, of course, has his own gun selection. He brought over a 444 Magnum and let me shoot it, and it was really fun.
Now, what about, have you ever shot any of the cowboy action stuff? Like the single action revolvers, lever action rifles, those kind of things?
No, I haven't done before. I mean, I've shot revolvers that my parents own at my range, but I haven't really done it competitively.
What about any black powder stuff? Have you done any of that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. That's fine. Plenty of time. So, okay. Well, as far as, I know you said you said you're coming from a public school, you're going to private school, or not private school, but homeschool. I don't remember who it was that asked up there, but they said, do you have any aspirations of trying to double down and skip grades since you're doing homeschool?
Yes, I do. I actually did have the chance to do that. I did have the chance to jump up 2 grades, I believe. I did. Since I read at a 11th grade level and my math skills are a little higher up than what my grade is, I did have the chance to go 2 grades higher, but I chose to stay. So if I do have the chance, I will take it this time.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. And as far as, the switching, again, the switching over, do you have friends outside of the shooting sports? That you hang around with much?
A couple, not a lot. Definitely not as much as I do shooting.
Sure.
Maybe a handful.
Right. That's understandable. I mean, we tend to have friends that do what we do, right?
Yeah. And they usually do just, they're mostly people who do sports. So they understand the not really having a lot of time to hang out because you're practicing or you're doing a match that day.
Right.
So usually my handful of people who don't shoot, but do other sports.
Yeah. And you followed up perfectly, because that was where I was going with that. If you had friends that were not in the shoot, do they understand the commitment that it takes? And I can't hang out at the mall every weekend and that sort of thing.
And I do have a couple friends that I've been very close to, and they don't understand as perfectly of how I can't really hang out with them because I have this match that popped up suddenly and it's important that I have to go to.
Right. All right. So let me check a few things. Doesn't look like there's anything on the Gun Channel side. Do you have anything, Ghost, or do you see anything on the YouTube side?
Not a whole lot on the YouTube side. They're just basically, thanking her for being on and all that. I'd like to kind of know, and we didn't really kind of, I know we said that mom and dad are both certified RSOs and all that, but have you always kind of wanted to shoot before a year and a half, 2 years ago, and mom and dad just said, hey, let's wait till you get a little bit older? Or how did it actually come about? Obviously mom and dad are big into shooting, but is this something you've been waiting on for a while, or did it just kind of pop up and say, hey, let's go do this?
No, actually I used to be very, very girly, and you can still be very girly whenever you shoot, but I used to be completely and utterly not into those kind of things. And I was just very not, I mean, I was okay with guns, but I wasn't really into shooting them. And I didn't know at that time how fun it was. So whenever I met my stepdad, he introduced me into those. And he was the one who made me realize that I could do something, since, I am disabled. It helped me know that I can still do a sport even with that.
Do you mind if I have a follow-up there, Clover?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay, so I love the fact that you use shooting as not just for recreation, but it's something that kind of gives you focus and gives you excitement to kind of do other things. My question is, do you, I know you said you have a few friends outside of the shooting club and all that, but have you ever tried to bring other friends that aren't shooters into shooting? I mean, have you ever thought, hey, what, you want to go to the range with me? And if you do, what does the average 13-year-old kid say, who's not a shooter, say to someone that says, hey, do you want to go shoot with me? Is it, how is that usually, I can tell you how it is reacted with adults, but with, I want to know with kids, if you've ever asked one of the other kids that haven't shot before to go shoot, how do they react to that question?
There are usually like two different types of people. One, if I talk about it, I know I talk about it a lot to my friends.
Right.
And if they think it's fun and they want to try it out, they'll say, okay, just ask my parents if it's okay if I could shoot. And then we know that your parents are going to be there, so we know it's going to be safe. And they'll ask if they could start what their favorite, what the good gun is to start with, and what's, you know, the best one in order to become with a starter. So I would always say a rifle would be easier. Even though I'm a pistol girl, I still think rifles are a little easier, especially for beginners. And there are other kids where they think that, you know, guns are bad because all the different things that have happened. And it might be a parent thing, and they tell them that, you know, guns are bad and they're not good, and they're not good, and they're not what they actually are. It's sure. All about the mindset and where they were kind of grown up with.
Well, you had mentioned earlier, and Clover had asked, did you have aspirations? Maybe it was Ryan that asked a question originally, but aspiration of being a role model or being an ambassador. And you said you wouldn't mind being that day. Let me tell you one thing, kiddo, you already are. You are already an ambassador for shooting. You are already a role model. Just the fact that you get out there and show the world that a 13-year-old can go out there and shoot just as well as anybody else out there. Your aspirations of being an ambassador or a role model are already coming true. So congratulations.
Oh, yeah. And keep the grades up and come onto a show like this and hold your own.
Exactly. And hold your own. Yeah. This is nerve wracking for a lot of people.
Yeah. A lot of things are nerve-wracking for people, and this would definitely be one of them, to where people would be like, oh my gosh, am I ready for this? Or can I say something without messing up? Or am I in my part of shooting to where I can actually say that this and that? Am I at that level where I'm allowed to say those things?
Right.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, Clover and I do a lot of shows. I mean, we're basically on either each other's shows or other shows literally 7 days a week. We have adults that can't hold their own a lot of the time. So it's obvious that you are highly intelligent. You're very well spoken. More importantly, you're very confident, because if you weren't confident, you wouldn't be on this show and you wouldn't be doing as well. So congratulations, and just keep up what you're doing. You're on the right track. You're doing great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yep. And I think you can deal with that, you know, the anxiety, I think, a couple of ways. You can either, you know, be nervous and let it overtake you, or you can just run with it and have fun sometimes, right?
Yeah, and that's another thing that's shooting. I mean, if you go to a different match, you're going to be nervous. And even if it is something that you have been doing your whole life, if you go to a different competition somewhere else, you're still going to get nerves. And that's what something that did surprise me, that I still got nervous even going to something like SASP match, going to somewhere different, but it was still SASP. That's what I thought would keep me without nerves, but I still got nervous because I didn't know how the ROs would be and all those things. So that is factors that change your shooting and how you have to be safe and the rules and all those things.
Yeah,
right. Let me give you a little piece of advice for someone who's much older than you are. if you ever lose the fact that you get nervous before a shoot, that means you don't care. So the fact that you're nervous, even if you're confident and comfortable with that platform or with that competition, it means you care and you want to do well. So let's hope that you never get, you don't ever get nervous. Cause if you, as long as you're nervous, it means you care. It means you're going to focus even more. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, definitely fun.
Now that was a question out there, Laura, that was hidden. I just now found it. So we'll kind of end on this one.
Okay.
It says you have a nickname and that I need to ask you about that nickname.
I don't know. There's two nicknames that I have. One's for USPSA and one's just with me and my friends. One's Alpha Queen because I got out of the whole 2 days, because it was a 2-day match, I was the only person to get all alphas on that stage. And then it happened again on a different stage. So we had a lunch with everyone, and the ROs actually started calling me Alpha Queen in front of everyone.
Awesome. Yeah. Alpha Queen. That's a good one. That's okay. That's better than some nicknames some people could have.
Yeah, that's so, definitely.
Double A out there, Armorant Axis, dropping a $5 super chat. So shooting at a 1,000 sun. Wish you could all be there. So thank you, Double A. Good to see you out there, buddy. We're at the top of the hour here. Running a little bit late, but that's okay. It happens from time to time once we get into these conversations and we're having fun. I want to close up by doing a few things real quick. First of all, big deal, I think, at least in my mind, is this month is National Shooting Sports Month. So hashtag let's go shooting, if I can make it work out there on the YouTube side. anything you do, if you get out to the range, bring some friends maybe out to the range with you. Be safe, have some fun, all of that good kind of stuff. And if you're out there and you put those pictures or videos or whatever on social media, tag those with hashtag let's go shooting. If you follow that link to the website out there, that's the National Shooting Sports Foundation site for this month. And there's a sweepstakes there too. So get over there, get signed up for that. I can't remember what the prizes are, like they say with the Texas lottery here anyway, you can't win if you don't play. So get over there and sign up for that and check it out. And then again, I'll mention the weekly giveaway we do. You've got pretty much 24 hours from now to get in on that. As soon as this goes into replay on YouTube and over on GunStreamer, there will be a question there you can answer to get entered to win, and you get one entry for the YouTube side and then you get another entry for the GunStreamer side. So be sure to check that out. Let's run it through. See if Ghost has anything to say before we go. What you got, Ghost?
I've got nothing. It was great discussion. Very impressed with you, Laura, that I wish you all the best and keep it up what you're doing because right now you're very, very impressive, and you're only going to get more impressive as you get older. So keep it up. Keep up the grind, and I know it's hard sometimes, but just keep up the good work, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
And, I'll echo that. Thank you, ma'am, very much for being on. Great stuff. I mean, seems like everybody out there enjoyed it. Hopefully you had a good time. And you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much.
With that, folks, thank you for joining us. We will obviously be back tomorrow, late tomorrow night, for the nerd chat. That's after hours. So come over, hang out with us, and talk a little nerdy about creators and creatives and influencers and all that good online social media nerdy nonsense. Until then, we are out of here. Bye.
Bye, guys.